Just breathe into this new morning. Letting your body greet the new day. As we breathe in, breathing in new life. As we breathe out, letting go of all that needs to be released. Resting in the body, whether the body be well or struggling, relaxing into our physical form, into the vehicle that holds our consciousness. Letting our attention move inwards. Feeling the texture of the inner world. Feeling the body as the place of connection in space and time. Notice our senses touching the air, touching whatever we're sitting on. And through that simple act of touch, touching the whole universe. Be aware of our bodies moving through time, moment by moment, and through that movement connected to the whole dimension of time. Being with the moving quality of time, being with the sense of eternity. The Egyptians called the eternal or jet time, or the time that is he, which is repeating itself, moving onwards in spiral cycles. Be aware that our bodies carry all the patterns of our lives. All the shaping, all the memories. All gathered together in the internal dialogue through which our will and imagination generate the world around us. Be aware of our extension in space and time. Be aware of the momentariness of consciousness, the sensations that arise in this moment and pass away. As we move through space-time, be aware of the vertical dimension of our beings that remains steady and still amidst all the churning, all the moving. Be aware of the moving aspect of our being that steps forward into life. As we sit here just in this place, be aware of just sitting here, and be aware of all the universal forces that enable us to sit here. Be aware of gravity, be aware of the attraction of the center of the earth and the turning and twisting of so shape of space-time that enables gravitational pull. Be aware of the motion of the moon around the earth that moves the tides, that even now has an effect upon the inner tides within us. Be aware of the motion of the earth around the sun and the turning of the earth in the course of the day. Be aware that the galaxy that we are in rotates around the galactic core. Be aware of our embeddedness within the universe, that in this simple act of sitting, we touch and are touched by enormous universal forces. Moving inwards, we become aware of our skeleton, which enables us to sit here, that gives us shape, gives us definition. We become aware of all our bodily systems, of breath and blood and our nervous system, our digestive and excreting systems that hold our body in balance and enable us just to sit here. We become aware of our psychology and our personal history that has led to us sitting here, choosing to do this. Noticing all this as aspects of deep will, aspects of choosing. Sitting just here and now with our will to be here. In whatever way we find ourselves. Connecting to the deep will that produces this moment of connection and conversation. As we embody and understand this will, we become more rooted just here and just now. Present in space, embodied in space, generating a solid and focused presence. And from this place of solid presence, we explore the dimension of time, moving backwards through time, just to the beginning of this meditation, letting our attention move backwards through the meditation you have been just doing. Coming to the point just of the music ending. You may find your mind jumping very quickly through that. So return again and simply turn your attention backwards. Noticing the steps of the meditation. Moving backwards through the moments. Remembering backwards, looking backwards. Experiencing. Sense of solidity. Dissolving back into the sense of the convergence of the cosmic energies, being aware of the galactic, of the Milky Way, rotating around the galactic core, being aware of the solar system at the edge of the Milky Way, the spiral galaxy of the Milky Way, being aware of the Earth's movement around the Sun, the turning of the Earth on its axis, the motion of the Moon around the Earth, sense of gravity, sense of just sitting and breathing in your body, then moving forward again in time, stepping through the sense of sitting in the body, being with gravity, being with the motion of the Moon around the Earth, the turning of the Earth on its axis, the motion of the Earth around the Sun, the motion of the solar system in the Milky Way, the motion of the Milky Way around the galactic core, then the inward sense of the skeleton of the physical systems that allow us to be, our sense of personal history and choices that bring us to the place of just sitting here, that bring us back to the place of reversal of time, where once again we step backwards into the sense of the choice of will, into personal history that is the causation of that will, into the sense of the body and its systems that enable us to exercise will, into the sense of the Milky Way rotating around the galactic core, into the sense of the solar system on the edge of, moving around the edge of the spiral galaxy, into the sense of the Earth movement around the Sun, rotation on its own axis, the Moon's movement around the Earth, and the sense of gravity keeping us in our place. Feeling into time as a dimension of consciousness, letting our attention move inwards and more deeply downwards. We hear this voice. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the Kadosh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the Kadosh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the Kadosh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies. In the still, deep darkness, we feel around us the negative shape of the cubed sphere. And as we feel ourselves held in the center of that shape, there is a shimmering, there is a transitioning, there is a movement, and we find ourselves standing in a domed square building. The floor is shining marble like water. There is a window in each of the four quarters with the image of the winged man, the winged bull, the winged lion, and the winged white eagle. At the apex of the dome, there is the letter Shin shining in white fire. We stand at an altar with our hands upon the altar top. And this place is filled with the presence of the divine, with the divine will, the divine pressure. We feel the presence of the winged man in front of us, holding the letter Vav, bringing the breath of the morning. Behind him, we feel the great Archangel Raphael. On our right-hand side, we feel the winged lion who bears the Yud, and behind him, Michael, High Priest of Heaven. Behind us, the white eagle, Gabriel, and the letter He. On our left side, the winged bull, the He final, and the Archangel Uriel. We are the convergence point in time and space. As we look, as we stand at the center point, as we feel the presence of the holy living creatures, as we feel the presence of the Shin descending upon us, as the name unites in us, we feel this thickness of presence, this divine pressure. And if it is our will, we open to this and are filled with the light and the blessing and the potency of the divine. And as we stand at the altar, as we stand in the heart of the divine, as we stand in this shining form, we may see places and people who need the mediation of the light. And if it is our will, we direct that light and life to them as an act of service and blessing. just before leaving this place, let this quality of will touch whatever place in your own life needs that help and compassion. Inviting in the help of that deep will to move something that needs moving, to bless something that needs blessing, to help carry a load if there is a load. Allowing that divine pressure to flow into the dimensions of your own life. Irrigating your world. Then letting the images dissolve, finding yourselves held by the negative image of the cubed sphere. As you hear this voice, now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true form. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true form. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true form. Let your senses unfold into the room that you sit in. Breathe in the air of the room, hear the sounds of the room. Feel yourself touched by the room. And when you're ready, open your eyes and looking into your room.